This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This is a Target USA special report.
It's late Friday afternoon, September 29th, 2023, in Washington, D.C. Tomorrow, in Bratislava, Slovakia, something pivotal is likely to happen. Robert Fico is the former prime minister. He does not want Slovakia to continue to help Ukraine. And by the way, Slovakia is a member of NATO. Fico is the leading candidate and is expected to win this election. So how critical is this? I got a chance to talk late today with Radovan Javorsek. He's Slovakia's ambassador to Washington.
Well, it's extremely, well, every election is extremely difficult and important for the proof of democracy, how we function. And this time around in Europe, all elections we are having and witnessing are also about what are the values our countries are following. And that's one story. The other story is the process of elections. And, you know, with the various places on Earth where people are questioning the process itself, its legality, questioning the outcomes of elections, that's very disturbing. As well, what is disturbing is a use of modern technologies in changing the narratives, modifying the moods of the people, and trying to influence the elections by forces from outside. And that's what's happening in Europe quite frequently.
I think this is also a critical election, too, because I think the former prime minister, Mr. Robert Fico, who has been in a very loud voice expressing solidarity with Russia's invasion of Ukraine, could possibly win this election. And there are some that are concerned that he may be benefited by some of these technologies that you've spoken about, including disinformation. Is that a concern?
Yes, absolutely. One thing is freedom of speech and freedom of expression. That's number one. And former Prime Minister Robert Fico indeed was talking about changes of policies of my country towards Ukraine, his own vision or own positions on assistance, military assistance to Ukraine. What was happening for quite some time was that some actors from Russia, including the Russian embassy in Slovakia, were very, very aggressively using big media companies' tools to force their narrative in Slovak public. Just to give you two examples how they were doing things, Facebook is the most used and widely used social media in Slovakia. It's far more used than and more influential than Twitter, TikTok, and the others. The Russian embassy in Bratislava, in Slovakia, was more active, had more own statuses than all the Russian embassies in surrounding countries of Slovakia. They were more busy posting their own narratives than the Russian embassy in Moscow, in Berlin, and Chinese embassy in Paris. So when you compare the effort which the Russian embassy was putting, was way, way beyond what you can see in usual circumstances. What, for example, happened was that many actors in Slovakia, some influencers, political figures, were using Facebook and other social media tools to boost their own narratives, which are very sensitive, are divisive, creating emotions. And most of these were coming from Moscow, and they were just replicating that. On the top of it, if I may finish, on the top of it, we had direct Russian influence on the narratives in Slovakia. Just yesterday, the chairman of the Russian External Intelligence Service, SVR, published a press statement in which he claimed that USA is directly influencing electoral debate in Slovakia, and is wishing and supporting certain liberal parties in Slovakia to win, which is global and total nonsense, because U.S. embassy and U.S. As such, of course, is supporting democratic voices all around the world and is expressing their voices on those who are not on the democratic side, are on the liberal side of the narrative. But there is no way U.S. embassy in Bratislava is guiding any politicians, supporting financially or other in other ways. So you have direct Russian influence and indirect through the social media in Slovakia.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
So what is your government doing to push back against these narratives?
Well, there are two things, or three, which we were doing. Two were internally in Slovakia. One was to boost the government tools which are monitoring what is happening in social media world. Because this is very crucial to understand what is happening, what tools are used, and whether these tools are used or misused. So we started a range of hybrid or disinformation cells in various ministries, departments of the government, but not in a way to stop freedom of speech, but to understand what is happening. And for every government, it's very, very important to understand which tools are used, so the government itself can fill in the void. That's number one. Number two, we are working together with journalists, with free journalists, and allowing them to do their job as they want to have it, free, unhindered. We were starting to more forcefully protect the freedom of journalism. That means they cannot be put to the courts without any restrictions from those who don't like what they do. We are paying attention to their job, to their security. And the third thing which we were doing was trying to reach out to these social media and to show them that their tools, which are absolutely legitimate, that they can be misused, and we gave them our own analysis what's happening. And a result of that third leg of our effort was last year a letter to the owners of Meta from several senators, and as well 2 weeks ago from Senator Menendez, a letter to Mark Zuckerberg pointing out that Meta tools are used to spread misinformation and against the democratic processes in Slovakia. So these are, you know, you cannot restrain yourself just to be at home. You have to reach out and talk to the companies to explain to them and to show them that they really we see misuse of their tools.
So if this continues and Mr. Fico wins this election and Slovakia decides to stop supporting Ukraine, what does that mean for Slovakia, which is a NATO country, which is very strongly supported Ukraine and advocated for the support for Ukraine?
Well, this will be a huge change in the narrative, but also in deeds for Ukraine, which is defending itself. So anybody who will come to the Slovak government and will start to work against assistance to Ukraine, which is defending itself against the aggression, that will be quite a significant breach in quite unified position of NATO allies and EU members and European Union and USA towards Ukraine. But I have to be 100% clear that one thing is pre-election narratives, and it's understandable. Well, various politicians are using various tools and narratives to attract attention, to raise some sympathies for their views and to be elected. That's the pre-election campaigning. And then you have the reality of the world when people are in government. So I cannot, and nobody can predict whether Mr. Fico or from the fascist party Republika, who are even more vocal against any assistance to Ukraine, what will be their reaction to the fact that they may form a government? So we have to be very careful, pay a little bit patient. But the signs are there. And if you read outlets around the world, those who are talking about Slovakia, you can read the worry, and you can feel the worry that if this sort of rhetoric is going to be translated to deeds, this may be a crack or a breach in unity, which we are showing towards Ukraine. It will be significant, but from my own experience, we have to distinguish pre-election campaigning and post-election deeds.
That's Radovan Javorsek, Slovakia's ambassador to the U.S. We'll update this story next week. This has been a Target USA special report.